Okay, good evening, ladies. Welcome. Interesting, Hashem arranges everything. One of the names that you mentioned I daven for every day. So this chosim of Torah should be Besuras Tovus and Yeshuos and Halavai when we open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor HaTov, this Pesach. When we sit down to the Seder in just a few short days, he should come to redeem us with Yeshuos and Simchos and Shalom. And Shafer Bracha for all. Amen. Amen. So today's shir is called From Cleaning and Cooking to Inspiring and Growing, the Pivotal Role of Jewish Women in Effecting Redemption. So I thought it was an appropriate title for a shir that's being given 5 days before Pesach. Okay, we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We have 4 nights left after today. It's pretty impressive. Okay, I have to be here. It's true it's Erev Pesach for me too, but I have to be here. You, none of you have to be here. My brother, who works in Har Torah, says, Micha, the difference between me and you is, he's a Baruch Shem, a master Rabbi, but he says, I teach people who have to be there. You teach people who want to be there. So clearly it is a testament to the fact that besides for the cooking and the cleaning and the kitchen work, etc., we all want some inspiration as well. Mamash, as we go into Chag HaPesach, Zman Cheroseinu, it is the time of our freedom. So I don't know what you did today. I spent most of the day in the grocery again. I think I've been there every day for 3 weeks in a row. And in the kitchen as well. So such a physical time for Jewish women. It's such a time in the trenches for us. You know, my son is peeling apples today. Can I know he's 12? He says, Mommy, no one eats this much kompot in 8 days. He says, this is a quote. He says, no one eats this much fruit in a week. So when I told my mother what he said, she says, you know, Micha, I bet you we do eat that much food in a week. So the mice said, there's no challah, and there's no pizza, and there's no pasta, and there's none of the staples that tend to bulk the kids up. And we're hungrier, and we do eat a lot, and it requires a lot of physical effort and a lot of physical toil. And sometimes in the physical toil and the physical effort that we expend to produce such a beautiful Yom Tov, which we should, we tend to forget that women played an integral, pivotal, foundational, non-negotiable role in effecting the redemption of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the sages say, B'schus Nashim Tzidkanios V'Oso Hador Nigalu Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. And the merit of the righteous women in that generation, the B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish nation, the Israelites, were redeemed from Egypt. So while it is true that we have to be busy with the Gashmis aspects of the holiday, we should not come to the Seder table totally uninspired. We should not come insipid to the Seder table. We should not come forgetting that our neshamas play an integral role. And you need to say, why are you smiling?
Me?
Yeah? You agree? You come to the Seder exhausted?
Yeah.
Is that really what you want to say, or you're just saying whatever I said?
No, I was listening.
So the Maisa, it's not fair to us. In a way, it's not fair to forget about my Ruchniistic side. It's not fair that I text Mezente, I said, I have to stop going to the grocery. I have to stop going to the grocery. Of course, I can't. Baruch Hashem, I can. What is the koach of this Chodesh of Nisan? In the Chodesh of Nisan. What is the koach of women in Rosh Chodesh in general? What is the koach of women in Nisan? And what can we learn specifically from the name of the month, which is the month of Nisan, in which this Yom Tov falls? I'm going to begin by quoting my grandfather. If you've heard any of my shirim online, you probably heard this quote before. My grandfather Yitzchak ben Moshe, Alav Hashalom, writes, I remember well the 1st September 1939. 1st of September 1939, the infamous day, a lovely sunny Friday. I had gotten up, I went out to the street, I met my neighbor, Rav Shmuel Brunner, a clever person. I greeted him, good morning. And Rav Brunner said to me, it is not good. From today on, it will get progressively worse. Hitler has started the war, we Jews will be the first to suffer. And so it was, the way Rav Shmuel Brunner had foreseen, my grandfather writes, as soon as the Germans arrived in Krasnik, the subjugation and pain of the Jewish population began. Already a few weeks after they took over the city, no one could go pray and shul. This was originally written in Yiddish, and my mother a few years ago had it professionally translated into English. If anyone wanted to daven with a minyan, a few elderly Jews gathered in a private residence to daven. On a certain Shabbos, I was going to lead the service by Rav Peretz Goldberg, may God avenge his blood. A German accosted me. He dragged me to the marketplace. There were already a lot of Jews assembled there. I was dressed in my silk Shabbos kapata, writes my grandfather, a talis and chumash under my arm. I realized I should have changed my clothing because he drove us, the German, to our train station. And we had to unload coal from the boxcars all day. I was so naive. And I thought then, what are they thinking, the Germans? Today is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. This year we ushered in Nisan with Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We must say Hallel. Where is he taking us, my grandfather thought. This was the first time I experienced working for the Germans, the first time I received a beating, but the hell had just begun. I got married at the end of 1939, in the winter of 1941, marked by the weekly reading of Beshalach. My wife gave birth to a daughter, who we named Devorah, after Devorah Hanavia, the weekly Haftorah. With each day, the situation became worse and worse. Today is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Where are they taking us? We have to say Hallel. And this year we ushered in Nisan with Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So I want to talk for a few minutes about the significance of Rosh Chodesh as it specifically relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then we will talk more specifically about Rosh Chodesh as it relates to Jewish women. And then we will talk more specifically about Chodesh Nisan itself. First, Rosh Chodesh in general. Then as it relates to women. And then Chodesh Nisan itself. So it's very, very interesting that if you look in Parshas Bo, which is the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, we have Shemos, the subjugation, the pain, we meet Moshe at the snare, we have Va'era, the first seven Makos, you have Bo, which is the last three Makos, Shmos Ve'er Bo, the last three Makos, and you also have Yetzias Mitzrayim, many, many halachos, and the command of Korban Pesach in Parshas Bo. We don't have a Korban Pesach anymore, Rachman Alitzlan, due to the gravity of our sins. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so we have a little Zroa, and we say, oh, you remember once upon a time, we brought a Korban Pesach, now we have a little shake bone on the Seder plate. But in Parshas Bo, right before the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is commanded, who remembers in Parakid Beis how Parakid Beis begins in Shemos? Well, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh. So I'm sort of giving it away. Okay, so I'll tell you. And Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Rosh Chodashim, this month is for you, the first of the months. Rishon hu lachem l'chad shehashana. It is the first of the months for you, of the months of the year. And then speak to the entire assembly of Israel, and everyone should take a lamb for the father's house. Korban Pesach is introduced by the command to keep Rosh Chodesh, by the command to sanctify the month, to appoint the new month, if you will. The whole Rosh Chodesh, the first national mitzvah, is Rosh Chodesh. That's very, very interesting. Maybe Taharas HaMishpacha, maybe Bris Milah. Bris Milah by Avraham Avinu is the patriarchal covenant. Rav Soloveitchik explains, we keep Bris Milah because of the Sinaitic covenant. Not because Abraham was commanded in chapter 17 of Bereishis to do Bris Milah. That's not why we keep Bris Milah. The first national mitzvah, in essence, in fact, in reality, is in Shmos Perikir Beis. It's the introduction to Korban Pesach. And the introduction to Korban Pesach is Perikir Beis, Pesach Beis, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Ulacham, Mechadshe Yashana. Didn't I tell you when I started, I'm going to stop yawning? Who did I tell? I was also tired when I came. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So it's a very interesting choice. The first national mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh. It could be Taras HaMishpacha. It could be Shabbos. It could be Yom Kippur. You could just launch into the Korban Pesach. We're on the cusp of freedom. We're still in Mitzrayim here. Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lembo. We're still in the land of Egypt at the point of this command. So tell me to sit down and have Korban Pesach, which symbolizes freedom. But no, the Torah says you should have Rosh Chodesh. And Rashi, in fact, says, what does it mean, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem? Zeh indicates God is showing Moshe something. Like, this watch tells the time. This means I'm showing you something. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. So Rashi says, Hashem showed Moshe the moon in its renewal. And he says, when it looks like this, this is Rosh Chodesh. Furthermore, Rashi says, Hashem was showing Moshe the new moon of Nisan. Because we went free smack in the middle of the month of Nisan, which we're going to sit down on Leil Shabbos, is Leil Seder, and celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is so significant about Rosh Chodesh that the Ribono Shel Olam chose it as the first national mitzvah? You know, if you went out into the street and you took a poll and you asked people, what do you think is the holiest mitzvah? I venture to say not so many would answer with Rosh Chodesh. They might tell you Yom Kippur, V'Nisan Mesnaf Shosechem, it's very holy. Maybe they'll tell you Shofar, maybe they'll tell you Shabbos. What's Knesset Yisrael without Shabbos? Nothing. Rav Soloveitchik says we have survived 2,000 years without the Beis HaMikdash. We would have not survived 1 week without Shabbos. Not so many people would say Rosh Chodesh is the holiest mitzvah. Taras HaMishpacha. What's Knesset Yisrael without Taras HaMishpacha? But what's the first? Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because if you own time, you own potentially everything. And if you don't own time, then what can you perform? Can you, if you have a taskmaster who owns your time, eat the right shear of matzah in the right time if the taskmaster says, till the soil or I'm going to kill you? Can you blow shofar in the right time if you have a taskmaster who says, now we're building bricks? Can you go to shul on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and daven halal if they're making you unload coal from boxcars all day? Oh, but it's the time for halal. But the master, the taskmaster, says it's time to unload boxcars. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I endow you with a tremendous gift. First, because if you don't have this gift, you have nothing. What do I give you first? Mekadesh Yisrael. What do we say in Kiddush? Of the Yom Tovim, Mekadesh Yisrael. The Hazmanim. Because Knesset Yisrael is intrinsically linked to Kedushas Hazman. Yaknahas, what's the Kiddush we're going to make on Friday night? What's the acronym for Yaknahas? Yayin Kiddush Ner, oh, Havdalah, I'm sorry, Motzei Shabbos. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, what's the Zayin? Zman. Mekadesh Yisrael veHazmanim. Because Knesset Yisrael is intrinsically linked to Kedushas Hazman. And therefore, the first national mitzvah is time, because if we have the foundation of owning time, you have the potential for everything. And if you don't own time because your taskmaster tells you when to build the pyramid, and when to make the bricks, and when to unload coal from boxcars, and when the midwife should break the baby's necks, or isim al alvianim in benhu vahamitam also, so you owe nothing. Oh, I want to go to shul to daven, too bad. I want to dip the mar in the charosis, now you can't. I want to roast my carbon pesach, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you something else to do. Clean the stables. So, hachodesh hazeh, lachem. Rishon hu, it's the first of the months of the year for you. Once you own time. Keeping in mind, by the way, when I say we own time, the Ribbono Shel Olam really owns everything. Once we are endowed, perhaps a better word, by God, with the gift of time, then the possibilities and the potential is endless. Which leads us to a lot of soul searching. I'm speaking to myself of how much time we squander, Rahmana Litzlan, especially in today's day and age. In the age of technology, when we think we are so efficient and so fast and everything works so quickly and the world is at our fingertips, somehow it has become easier and easier to squander the greatest gift that God has given us. They asked Rav Steinman Zatzal, Zecha Tzadik Chadosh Uvecha, Zechuso Yagen Eleinu, about longevity. Not only blessed with Arichos Yamim, also Arichos Shanim, every day counted, was blessed with length of years, and they asked him about longevity. He said he's not sure. Hidabrut, the website organization, interviewed him about longevity. He said he's not sure which is better, a longer life or a shorter life. On the one hand, a shorter life is less time to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs. And on the other hand, a longer life means you will have to give an accounting for every single second in the Olam HaEmes. And what will I say when I am asked to give an accounting for every single second in the Olam HaEmes? Because so often, imagine if that's what the Gaon and the God of Hadar says, then what should I say? And yet the Ribbono Shel Olam says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. It doesn't say, listen to the Pasuk, HaChodesh HaZeh Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu L'Chadshei Shana. That Pasuk makes perfect sense, except that I didn't write the Torah. Hashem put in two extra words, Lachem. Listen to the Pasuk again. HaChodesh HaZeh Rosh Chodashim. This month is Rosh Chodashim, the first of the months. Which month does the Torah come from? Nisan. Rashi says, which month is this? Nisan. Rashi says, Nisan is first, Iyar is second. Rishon hu l'chad she'eshan, it's the first of the months of the year. What do you need? Lachem. Because the Medrash says, they say in the Beis Din Shamal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, when is Rosh Hashanah? When is Yom Kippur? And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I don't know. Kaviyachal, as if it were possible. We're going to go down. We'll ask them in the Beis Din Shamata. When we determine it's Rosh Chodesh, Lachem, that's time. And we own time. Rabbi Yamin Finkel, the son of the Mir Mashkiach of Aryeh Finkel, pointed out the Yetzer Hara. I love this. The Yetzer Hara is a two-trick pony. He essentially only has two tricks to get you to sin. The first trick as follows. You know, he's very tricky. Mine is very crafty. He always shows up. I remember reading a story. I don't remember which Hasidic Rebbe. One morning, it was still dark. He got out of bed, and there was the Yetzer Hara, bright and early. Why are you getting out of bed? It's dark outside. And he said to him, why are you even at work already? If it's dark outside and I shouldn't be out of bed, then why are you even here? So recently, I don't remember last week or whatever, I got out of bed. So my Yetzer Hara was already starting. So I said to him, you're already at work? You're already here? It's still dark outside when I wake up at 6:15. Why are you here? So Benjamin Finkel said, the Yetzer Hara is a two-trick pony. He has two tricks. We think he is so smart. He's so cunning. He's two ploys. The first is you want to take some program of self-improvement. You want to go to another shir. You want to say an extra kapitel of Tehillim. You want to have more kavana in the Tehillim you already say. You want to have more kavana in your Shemona Esrei. You want to be a more patient person. Wife, mother, sister, friend, daughter. You want to be more patient. Customer in the store, you want to be more patient. You want to work on a certain midah. You've taken a Kabbalah upon yourself. The HR comes along after you take the Kabbalah and he says, now, you're so young, you have so much time, you don't have to work on this now. In a few years, when you're a little older, have some fun. Then you'll work on it. You're so young, not now. And then, says Rav Finkel, one day, and nobody knows exactly when the change happens, the HR Kara comes back. You want to go to another shir, you want to work on a certain midah, you're going to be more patient, calmer, not so stressed out. When you're cooking for Pesach, fill in the blanks. Now you're so old. Now you want to change. You had all those years that you wasted. You missed the boat. Don't even think about it now. He says that's his whole ploy. That's his whole trick. The trick of not appreciating time. The first time, pun intended, you're too young. You have so much time ahead of you. Enjoy your life now. You'll work on it when you're older. And then one day, nobody knows exactly when the switch happens. Now when you're so old, you already missed the boat. You're stuck in your ways. Don't even bother now. If we, halavai, if I understood the value in every moment of time, I wouldn't squander it. I would understand that the first mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, it's my mitzvah, it's to me. It's Kedushas HaZman. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Zmanim. So how could I waste my time? Because the Maisa, Memela, Taka, what am I going to say in the Beis Din Shamala? What were you doing, Michal Horowitz? I'm going to say, I don't know. They're going to say, you don't know. Now you don't know. You had 120 years to know what you were doing. Now you want another chance. Now it's really too late. What am I going to say? So Ribbono Shel Olam says, what's the whole introduction to Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the whole introduction to Korban Pesach? Why don't you just start with, God spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt saying, 12:1, skip to 12:3, speak to the assembly of the children of Israel. On the 10th of the month, every man should take a lamb for the father's house. What's even Rosh Chodesh doing here? It's out of place. It's a whole parak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Korban Pesach, what's it even doing here? Well, if you don't own time, you can't bring the Korban Pesach in the right time. Because if you don't own time, you can't do anything. So what's a tafkid for us, for Jewish women? To appreciate the time that we have. Sometimes, Rachmana Litzlan, we have a certain loss, certain tragedy, God forbid, we should never hear for all of Klal Yisrael, life cut short. We have a few minutes where we remember, oi, look how important time is. And then we go back to the same old. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants of us. We can't walk as if on eggshells our whole life. It's not realistic. But there also has to be a cognizant, everlasting awareness of my tafkid as a Jewish woman and how important every moment is. And it's such a challenge because in the world in which we live, with technology the way it is, on the one hand, the world at our fingertips, this is my recorder right now. On the one hand, the world at our fingertips is such a bracha. And on the other hand, the world at our fingertips can be a real tool of the Yetzer Hara. And time is ours. And Rav Soloveitchik recalls his mother, Alaha Shalom. He says he learned the most important things in his life from his mother. His father taught him how to observe Judaism, how to learn a text, how to read, how to infer, how to translate, how to understand. His mother taught him Yahadus is a living, breathing being. His mother taught him there's a flavor, there is a scent, there is a warmth to Judaism. How, he says, she would speak of in Yanei Dioma. I would see her setting the table for the holiday. I would hear her reciting the Friday night prayers. I would hear her reciting the Sidra of the week. She spoke a monologue, and I happened to overhear. She taught me the most important thing in my life, my mother, says the Rav, to feel the gentle pressure of the hand of the Almighty resting upon my frail shoulder. A woman in Knesset is of such a tremendous, he says, the fathers taught the generations how to keep Shabbos. The mothers taught the generations that Shabbos is a living entity. Shabbos Malkasa, that Shabbos is a queen. And we all know that not only is Rosh Chodesh a command to the entire Knesset Yisrael, which it is, but it is also a special yontif for women. Right? Are you aware of that? Have you heard that? Why? Why? Why is Yom Tov a special, why is Rosh Chodesh considered a special Yom Tov for women? This isn't a trick question. Why? Okay, very nice. That's one thing we'll talk about. Yes. Okay, the moon cycle is the women's cycle. Very nice. Why else? Yes. Could you talk louder?
Something to do with the eagle has a half.
Very good. What about it? Yes.
So they wouldn't give their jewelry. They didn't want
to. Okay, very good. Something to do with the eagle is off. Yeah. Okay. So Chazal say that women were rewarded with Rosh Chodesh because they did not sin by Egel HaZahav. Okay? Nice. I never really thought too much about it. Except when Rosh Chodesh is Thursday and Friday and you're not supposed to do laundry. So then I thought about it. It's not like a halacha, like a chalamayit, when you're pasha not supposed to do laundry, ask your own shayla. I'm not giving any piska halacha over here. It's a custom. You're also not, I know a Hasidic woman who told me that you're not supposed to sew on Rosh Chodesh. I told her I wouldn't know because I think the last time I sewed was in sewing class in 8th grade when we made a little apron. Aside from that, it's not shayach, but it's an Indian that Rosh Chodesh is a yantif for women. Why say Chazal? Because we didn't sin by Egel Zav. So that's very nice. Except that I was thinking earlier this year, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates by the principle of B'midah she'adam modeh ba'modedin oso. The way in which a man measures others, so he will be measured. And from here we come to a principle called midah keneged midah. Hashem rewards midah keneged midah. And chalila v'chaslo aleinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam also punishes midah keneged midah. B'midah she'adam modeh modedin oso. The way in which you measure, you will be measured. Because everything is midah kenega midah, measure for measure. So I was starting to think, what does not sinning by ego have to do with, ladies, Rosh Chodesh? Does that seem to be midah kenega midah in any way? No, it doesn't seem to be connected at all. So we have to understand what's going on by Egel, that we were rewarded with the gift of time. Not only is time the foundation of Knesset Yisrael. Do you understand what I say? I'm going to repeat it. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, Av Shemos, Parshas Bo, which is the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Korban Pesach, the Perek, begins with one national mitzvah. This precedes Matan Torah. This precedes Beshalach and Mara, where we got Paraduma Shabbos and Dinin. The first national mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh. For all of Knesset Yisrael. By the time we come to Kitisa and the women don't give the gold, Rosh Chodesh is kicked up a notch. And now, not only is it for the entire Knesset Yisrael, but it is also specifically for women. Why? Let's talk about why.
Can you
Someone saying something? Yes.
Wasn't that Bnei Yishal as a whole miscounted their time, and that they thought the Moshe Rabbeinu should have already been down and next they need the Chet Egel? So here maybe the kasher is that the women of the world are saying, wait, he's still coming down, and they forget.
Very, 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 very nice. Beautiful. Let's look at the psukim. Very, very, very nice. Parak Lamed Beis. Parak Lamed Beis of Shemos. Okay. Let's look at the sequence of Egel, even though we have the answer already. Tremendous. Did you read that summer?
I learned a lot. I had to do a report on
Egel
in high school.
You heard it. What did she say?
Egel report in high school.
Oh, yeah? I'll be interested to see if one of the Mefarshim say this. That's why I'm asking.
There was a holy man said that there was a kasha between women because of his mom.
Very, very nice. Okay, good. That makes me happy.
I don't know who, though. I have no idea.
Because if there's a source for something I say, then it's better, because then it means it's for sure MS. If I say it could just be a nice idea, but if there's a source for it, I would be interested in seeing that, because then it's MS. Okay. Ready? So let's look at the sequence of the psukim. Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'redes min ahar. We just skipped ahead to chapter 32, paraklam and bezer and pashas kitisa. And the nation sees that Moshe is boshesh l'redes min ahar. What does boshesh mean in this instance? Late, delayed. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch, who focuses very much on Shorashim, beautifully points out that there's one other Lashon HaKodesh Shorash that is the same as boshesh. What is it? Busha. Isn't that interesting? And in Lashon HaKodesh, if different words have same roots, that means that they are connected. Boshesh is delayed, and Busha is embarrassed. And Adam and Chava were naked, lo yisboshu. At that point, they were not embarrassed pre-sin. So it's a strong Mr. Haskell. Talk about the value and the importance of time. That if we miss the time and we are late, then we should be embarrassed. Okay. And the people gather up in great strength, says Rav Shamsher and Fal Hirsch, almost like a coup. When you see those words in the Chumash, it means that the person almost had no choice. You see the same thing by Mechokas of Korach. Kum asei lanu Elohim asher yechu lefaneinu ki zeh Moshe ish asher lanu meretz Yitzrayim lo yadanu mehayelo. What do they say to Aaron? Get up, make for us a replacement, because this man Moshe, we don't know what happened to him. We don't know where he is. So Aaron says, you know, what would you think Aaron would say? Calm down. He's coming back. Let's not panic. Let's wait a few more hours. In fact, the Gemara says, Vayar ham ki boshesh Moshe l'redes min ahar. Boshesh is a contraction, says the Gemara, of two words, bashesh. The sixth hour came, Moshe wasn't back, the people panicked. After Matan Torah, which was on Vav Sivan, which soon we're going to start counting, we're almost up to Sfiras HaOmer, very, very shortly, we're going to start counting our journey from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Sfiras HaOmer. So Moshe brought that, there was the great revelation at Sinai, and Moshe says, I'm going up. The people started counting on the wrong day. They started counting on Vav Sivan, they're supposed to start counting on Zion Sivan. Moshe said, in the sixth hour, I'm coming back, but they're a day off. So according to their calculations, he's late. Okay, therefore they go to Aaron and they say, make for us a God who will go before us. We don't know where the man Moshe is. So Aaron says, take the earrings of your wives and your children and bring them to me. And famously, the men take the earrings that is in their ears and they bring it to Aaron. When you look at the sequence of Egel Hazav, beautifully answered. The whole sin, ultimately stems from the miscalculation of time. That's the first thing we know about the people. Their calendars are off. Vayar ha'am, by the way, vayaram is significant also. It doesn't begin with kiboshesh Moshe l'redes min ahar. Their perception is off. Vayar ha'am, from their perspective, you understand? Moshe's late. Moshe's not really late. Moshe's going according to when he's supposed to come back. But the people have miscalculated. The people are off. They have lost touch with the value of time. They're a few hours behind. He's a few hours behind. Nobody knows what's going on. And therefore, they gather against Aaron. Get up, make for us an alternative. We don't know what happened to Moshe. Aaron says, bring the jewelry of your families. Rashi says he's trying to delay. And they bring their own jewelry. And we know that the women hung on to their jewelry. You would think, Mida keneged Mida, that maybe the woman should be rewarded with more jewelry the next day. There's a very, very beautiful Baal HaTorim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. Why are you smiling? You think it's a good idea to be rewarded with more jewelry? What? It's a good idea? Maybe that's where the Rambam gets his Eitzah. The Rambam writes that for the women, they should be given new jewelry, the Kavod Yom Tov. Are we okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there supposed to be a minion here now?
Yeah, but they're going to go downstairs. Not now. At 9:15.
Okay. So, what am I up to? Jewelry. It's a good idea. The Rambam writes the women should be given new jewelry. The children nuts, today candies, maybe a toy, Lego, the women jewelry. There's a beautiful Baal term. The man is described as the quality of bidloach, like a crystal. And there's one of the rivers that come out of Eden that's also the bidloach, where there's gold there. And the Baal term says in Bereishis Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Lamdacha, she'avanim tovos umargolios yardu im hayam. Isn't that cool? To teach you, says the Torah Zerishon, that Avanim Tovos, Umargolios, Avanim Tovos, Avanim Tovim, good gems and pearls would fall down with the man. That's amazing. So if you want to give the woman a reward, so the next day we're all maskim, there should be extra gold that comes down with the man, because every day for the 40 years they were sustained by the man. And that would truly be Mida Kenega Mida. We did not give our jewelry for the sin. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh, you didn't give your jewelry, I'm going to give you more jewelry. Let's increase your jewelry box. It's beautiful. It's geschmack. It's tremendous. Except that God seems to have randomly accepted, we already know the answer, not randomly, picked an entirely different reward. That was the reward. You didn't sin by ego, you're getting Rosh Chodesh. Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'aradas min ha'har. The people miscalculated time, and the women did not. And it is a trait that has stuck with our people, with our women, with our benos Yisrael, for thousands of years. It's the appreciation for the exactness of time. And when you think about how much of our lives as Jewish women revolves around time, it's astonishing. Responsible for having the children at the bus stop at the right time. Responsible for lighting the Shabbos candles at the right time. Responsible for going to the mikvah for Taras HaMishpacha at the right time. Responsible for the Shiva Mikiyim at the right time. Responsible for when the Rosh and cake should come out of the oven. I'm really not making a joke, to enhance your Shabbos table. At the right time. We're entrusted with an added level of the gift of time, even over the men. Because so much of the Jewish home revolves around time. And the Jewish home, Vayikach Mordechai lo labas, al tekri labas ela. What does the Gemara say? Esther wasn't his boss, she was his bias. What's his bias? His wife. So God said, I have the perfect gift for you. You did not miscalculate time. You'll be rewarded with time. And it's in our hands. The sanctity, the preciousness, the beauty, the power, the quality in every moment. I was just reading a statistic that the average age, it's brought down by Charlie Harari, actually the average age, I don't know where it's brought down from, that the average age of video game users is age, does anyone know? 35. So the same tool that could bring me YU Torah and Torah Anytime and partialsheets.com and Torah Web, the same tool could also bring me Candy Crush and I don't know what else the other games are. I know what I played when I was a kid. Did anyone go to the Long Island Children's Museum this past fall for the old video game exhibit? It was the most surreal out-of-body experience I've had with my kids. It was one of the days of Hanukkah. I was definitely more excited than them. The guy who was taking the ticket said the adults are always more excited than the kids. It was the video games I played as a child. It was like being thrown into a time capsule. It was like Back to the Future. No, I cannot trying to explain to the children. Imagine never playing Candy Crush, and then for like even though my kids don't play that, but it doesn't matter. In 30 years, doing that again, it was so surreal. It was so out of body. They took videos of me. They're mommy, we never saw you like this before. It was unbelievable. But now, the average age of video game, you don't remember Nintendo Tetris? Am I older than everyone here? Nintendo Tetris. Do you remember Super Mario Brothers?
Yes.
I can't even describe in words the experience of playing those games. It wasn't playing the games. It was the feeling of being thrown back in time. It was the feeling of being like 10 years old again. It was surreal. It was like 30 years of my life just went backwards. Today, the average age of video game users is 35. What kind of world do we live in? What kind of challenges do we face? How strong is the Yetzer Hara today? And I'm not saying that anyone in this room plays video games. However, there are other outlets with which we unfortunately waste so much time. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, not only is it yours as a people, but as the Benos Yisrael, who got the Torah first, everybody knows that Rashi says, Beis Yaakov Elu Hanashim, Tagid Lahem Belashon Raka. Rav Salvechik says, from my mother, I learned the most important thing in my life, to feel the gentle pressure of the hand of the Almighty resting upon my frail shoulder. Without my mother, he says, I would have grown up a dry and a soulless being. I would see her arranging the table for Shabbos and Yom Tov. I would hear her reciting the Sidra. She talked, and I happened to overhear. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, we did not miscalculate time. Their perception was off. I have to be so in tune with the calendars of Jewish women that in fact, my whole cycle, who said the moon cycles and women cycle? The whole cycle revolves around time. The day, the minute, the hour, the evening, the morning. And it was the first national mitzvah, and it precedes Korban Pesach. And it's up to us to imbue that idea into ourselves, into our lives, and into those who we share our lives with. And that, with that, I want to move on to the next continuing topic. And that is more specifically Chodesh Nisan, which we are in, of course. Because not only is Rosh Chodesh the first national mitzvah, which we have already established, and not only were women rewarded through Rosh Chodesh, and we have already answered why, but specifically the first month, we already quoted Rashi on Perikin Beis, Pasuk Beis, was the month of Nisan. So I want to talk a little bit about the month of Nisan, where Dafka, the Yom Tov of Pesach, falls. Pesach is known as Chag HaMatzos, Mitzvah Bali Yadcha Al Tach Mitzana. Once again, we're back to appreciating time. Mitzvah comes to an Al Tekri Matzos Ela Mitzvos. I'm a Rabbi Yoshia. Don't read a matzos, read a mitzvos. Habal yadcha al tach mitzana. Look at the whole quality of matzah. If it's a minute over, if it's a second over, then what happens? It's chametz. A minute here, it's mutter. A minute there, you're chayav. It's aser. Someone shared a beautiful ha'ara, Zisi Shelley. I don't know her married name. Younger. Zisi Younger. Spelled Junger. So she pointed out something very, very interesting. Shabbos, lo sivaru eish b'chom ha'shvosechem b'yom ha'shabbos. You cannot light a fire in all your dwelling places on Shabbos. Everybody knows that. How do you usher in Shabbos? By lighting fire. A minute before Shkia, it's mutter. A minute after Shkia, the same action is usher. What changed? Not the fire, not you, not the candle, not the match, not the lachter. What changed?
Time.
It's a beautiful ha'ara. So let's talk about the month of Nisan specifically and the koach of Jewish women and our pivotal role in effecting redemption. Nisan is an interesting name. So wait, Pesach falls in Chodesh Ha'aviv, it must be, the spring. Chag HaMatzos, Zman Cheroseinu, and of course Chag HaPesach. God skipped over. We call the month Nisan. And we already mentioned that if a word has the same root, and Lashon HaKodesh, even though the meanings seem to be different, it means that there is a connected idea in those words. We gave an example of Boshesh. Busha Boshesh, going back to time, you should be embarrassed for being late. Nisan has within it two contradictory, seemingly contradictory words or terms or ideas. One of the most obvious in Nisan is Nisayon. What's Nisayon? A trial, a difficulty. And on the other hand, Nisan has within it what seems to be the opposite of Nisayon. Nes, or Nisim, or miracles. It seems like a total paradox, a complete contradiction. On the one hand, we have this idea of Nisayonot, Nisyonos, a Nisayon. Nobody wants them. Nobody wants them, let me tell you. We got them. You weren't asked. It wasn't what you planned for in your life when you had a vision of what your life would be like. And on the other hand, in this same month, you have the idea of Nisim or Nes or miracles. You also have Nes, which is a banner, which you daven for every day in Shmoneh Esrei. V'san Nes l'kabetz guliosenu. It's a banner. Let's first talk about Nisyonos. Salvechik says, quote, "There's no such thing as the sun always shines for a person. If he thinks so, he is mistaken." And that's symbolized in the emergence of the moon. The moon shines dafka in the dark times. There's no such thing as the sun always shines for a person. If a person thinks so, he is mistaken. We all, I believe, I think, I hope you're excluded from this category. Except that there's no such thing as the sun always shines. We imagine that things would go a certain way, be a certain way, turn out a certain way. Could be big Nisyonos, could be small Nisyonos. And then you get a little bit older, and then a little more. Time passes, and a little bit older, and a few more life experiences. And you realize that what? This isn't necessarily how I planned my life. Except that the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rabbos Machshavos believe, Ish V'atzos Hashem, Hisaklum, has very different ideas. I'm going to quote Rabbanit Henkin. I'm sure you've heard of Rabbanit Henkin. Rabbanit Henkin is the mother of Rabbi Eitam and Naama Henkin. It's actually coming up to their 2.5 year yahrzeit. They were killed on Chol Hamoed Sukkot. Do you recall? Oh, thank you. Tizkun Mitzvos. Thank you very much. Thank you. They were killed on Chol Hamoed Sukkot. Driving, their four children were in the back seat. It was also Erev Shabbat. It was Thursday. A beautiful young couple. And both the husband and the wife were killed. And Rabbanit Henkin gave a very moving, haunting interview about 6 weeks after their murders. And someone sent it to me. It was in Hebrew language. It was in Ivrit. And I paused the screen after every sentence to transcribe what she said. And the interviewer said to her, remember talking about Rosh Chodesh in general, why is it the first national mitzvah? Rosh Chodesh specifically related to women, why are we rewarded with Rosh Chodesh? Specifically Chodesh Nisan, which we are in which we celebrate Chag HaPesach, which is Bizro Netuyo V'Yad Chazaka, full of Nisim, and it was the first month. Chodesh Hazel Lachem, he got showed Moshe the moon in its renewal. This is Nisan. And now we're talking about Nisan related to Nisyonos. A little recap. If we had no Roman numerals, that's what they would look like. Do you have questions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time? Tizkun Mitzvot. Thank you so much. Tizkun Mitzvot. Thank you, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvaro. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you have questions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time? The oldest child of the four Yisomim was 9 when his parents were killed, and the youngest was a few months old. Rabbanit Henkin said, the oldest will have some memories, the older two will have some memories. The younger, we will show them pictures, we will tell them stories. Do you have questions for HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time? Ani choleket et hakoev sheli el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zenachon. I portion my pain to God. That's true. And you don't ask. Ein li ta'am l'shol. I have no reason to ask. Ani ma'amina shehakadosh baruch hu sam otanu ba'olam. Lo amanat lekabel shovrim. Lashavet Chinam Bebet Malan. I believe that God put us in this world not to get a free pass, not to sit for free in a hotel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matil Aleinu Tafkidim. The Almighty appoints us with a tafkir, a mission, a job, mifakeid, to be a commander of a certain situation that only you can do. Hu lo shoel otanu tirtzu lekabel. He doesn't ask you, would you like this? Atem smechim im hadarach shehadvarim mitpatchim. So tell me, does God ever say, are you happy with the way things are going? Ani misaperet lo midayom sheani lo smecha. Says Rabbi Nitenkin, I tell him every day that I'm not happy. It's not an oxymoron. The same God who put me in this Nisayan is the same God who's there to listen to me. And I know he's there to listen to me. I also understand that I have a mission to continue. And I am trying to the best of my ability. In an interview, she's crying and she says, Slicha. There are nisyonos of the 10th degree. And there are the small nisyonos that sometimes we exacerbate
thank you,
into bigger ones. But there's no such thing almost as a nisayon-free day. This is a very small example in the grand scheme of what I just compared it to, but it's something that we can all relate to. There were a few people over yesterday on Shabbos, and there was some rough playing, and one of my sons came to me, and he said, you know, Mommy, I have to tell you something. We recently bought him 2 cufflink shirts. He's 12. So-and-so ripped his shirt. I don't know, he said, maybe it's on the seam. Maybe we could fix it. Our Pesach is a stressful time. Our Pesach is a very expensive time. And he knew I wasn't going to be so happy. So I said, let me see. I said, you know, it's very unfortunate that that happened. And then I thought in my head, you have a chance here, Michal, to teach something. And this is a nisayon, and it's a small nisayon. And I am no way comparing a chalila v'chas to the interview that I just read to you. And I think we all understand that. And yet, we all have the small nisyonos, but we can pass and fail. And then we all have the very big nisyonos. And I said, okay, I'm not happy, but gamzu l'tova, and it should be a kapara for anything worse. And that was the end of what I said. And no, I wasn't happy that the shirt ripped and the way in which it ripped. Every situation in life almost presents us with a challenge, whether it's a challenge in the home, just to being patient with a child. That's not a just. That can affect a person's entire life, a person's memory, an association with the Yom Tov. How did my mother feel when she was preparing for Yom Tov? I would see her preparing, setting the table for Yom Tov, said the Rav. I would hear her reciting the Sidra. I remember the nostalgic tune she used for the davening. I learned from her to feel the gentle hand of the Almighty resting upon my frail shoulder. Every single one of us is appointed with a tafkid. Ani ma'amina shehakadosh baruch hu matil aleinu tafkidim. And I am going to reiterate that I am in no way comparing our daily struggles to the nisno of the kind that I just told you. But we too have more major ones in our lives, and there is no one in this room who can stand up and say, my son always shines. I will tell you it's not true, because that's not the way the world works. Because that's not Nisan, because Nisan is Nisyonos. Nisan itself is called a bera yulara yartish lechu v'chal bat techayim. Before the Yitziyah Mitzrayim came the Shibud Mitzrayim. My grandfather writes that a few weeks before Pesach, the first Passover, the first Pesach in Budzin, which was a slave labor camp from Gehenna, we arranged a kitchen which cooked holiday soup. Whoever wished to do so did not have to eat chametz during Pesach. My old grandfather writes that. I don't know what I would have done. We have major nisyonos, we have small nisyonos, and the koach of nisan is that life is full of them. And yet we all have to know and believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam appoints you with a tafkid that only you can fulfill. No one can do that tafkid. I have to believe that. And you have to believe that. No one can do your role, your job, your nisayon. That's Nisan. No one can escape the destiny of this people. And on the other hand, Nisan also tells us about Nes, God should raise the banner for the ingathering of the exiles, we daven every day. And when the banner of the ingathering of the exiles is raised, it will lead to the greatest nisim. And in fact, the same nisyonos that we read about in the book of Shemot, so much of which is quoted in the Haggadah, in Leil HaSeder, led to the greatest nisim. The greatest nisyonos led to the greatest nisim. How could it be that the same root word, I hope that's no one's nisyon outside, how could it be that the same root word for trials and tribulations and difficulties and pain is the same root word for miracles? Because isn't that a paradox? And isn't that an oxymoron? How can I have the same Yeshua from the same root that brings me troubles and pain and tear and cry? Who here has never picked up a siddur and cried to Ribbono Shel Olam? Shifchi kamayim libech nochach p'nei Hashem. Ani misaperet lo midai yom shani lo smecha. Ani yodat shu sham lishma. So what's the pshat? That from our nisyonos come the greatest nisim. What's the pshat? And how does it specifically relate to Jewish women? And I've been thinking about this. And I think the pshat is as follows. If you find it in a source, I'll be happier. Everything is easy for God. There's no such thing as nisim for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ramban famously tells us there's no such thing as teva. Very famous piece of the Ramban. There's no such thing as teva. Everything is a miracle. Everything is easy for God. Teva, nes, it doesn't matter what the Ribbono Shel Olam calls it. It's all easy for him. He created this whole world in 6 days. He could have created it in 1 minute. He's our teacher. Malami Tola Amai. So he teaches us how to act, how to behave, how to create, how to visit the sick. Nothing is hard for him. My brother says to me, "Kol Micha, Hashem could do whatever he wants." More recently he said to me, we're talking about expenses, Pesach, expensive. He says, Hashem could afford anything. Everything's easy for Hashem. So what does it mean that from our nisyonos we come to nisim? Because everything for Hashem is easy. And a nis is something that's lamala min hateva. That means it's lamala from my teva. HaChodesh hazeh, here we come back to how we started this year. HaChodesh hazeh, lachem. The greatest, I think, I humbly suggest, the greatest nis of Nisan is that we persevere through our nisyonos. And somehow, Knesset Yisrael emerges triumphant. The greatest nes, I'm going to repeat it, of Nisan, is not that God affects miracles. Everything is so easy from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I was at a bris this morning, and I saw a newborn baby. It's the biggest, such a nes. Where did that person come from? Something this big, and something this big, and two cells got together, and there's a living, breathing human being. This happens every day all over the world. And we take it like teva. Everything for God is easy. It's not difficult to be an angel. So I was brought down by Rabbi Simcha Raz. What's difficult is not to be on the level of angels. What's difficult is to be on the level of human beings. The biggest nes of Nisan is that we take our nisyonos. We understand we have tafkidim. And we channel those nisyonos through our amunah into miracles. We can affect nisim through learning from our nisyonos, as difficult as that may be. I don't have all the answers. But I can tell you personally that my personal nisyonos have changed me tremendously and shaped me tremendously. Keili, keili, lama azavtani ruchak mishu asi divrei sha'agasi perachav beis pasuk abdip. Base, Pasuk base, Lamansech, Ala Yale Hashachar Mizmar, Le David. Gemara tells us Esther Hamalka said this kapito on her way down to the king, Achshreirosh. Avsham Sherfal Hirsch famously says, I don't know if it's famous or not, people tend to know this outside. The sources of Avsham Sherfal Hirsch on Tehillim, Parachav base, Pasuk base. Don't read it Lama Azavtani, read it Lema Azavtani. Keili, keili, Lema Azavtani. For what purpose is my suffering? The greatest nisayon can become the greatest nes if we persevere through the challenges of Nisan. I know I have a couple of minutes. I think this is such a beautiful illustration of what we're speaking about this evening. Such a powerful Rashi, specifically as it relates to us as Jewish women, because we're speaking about our pivotal role in affecting redemption, right? Redemption was a nis, but nothing's hard for Hashem. Nothing's hard for us. We can affect miracles, ladies. Vayasas ha-kiyar nechoshas, and Moshe made the kiyar from nechoshas, more technically, betzala, v'eskanu nechoshas, and the base nechoshas, b'maros ha-tzovos, asher tzavu, pesach o-amoi, with the mirrors of the women who congregated at the entrance to the tent of meeting. I'm sure some of you are familiar with this Rashi. You're going to hear it from me again. I'm in Shemos once again. Began in Shemos Perek Yid Beis, went to Shemos Perek Lamed Beis, now in Shemos Perek Lamed Ches. Perek Lamed Ches, pesach ches, b'maros ha-tzovos. What was the kiyar, the basin, the hand washing station where the Kohanim had to wash if they did not use water from the Kiyar for their avoda, they were actually chayiv misa. It was made of maros hatzavos, asher tzavu pesach al-mod. I'll tell you the coolest thing. I have a picture on my phone. 2 years ago, Pesach, we were in the Royal Ontario Museum. Chol HaMoed trip, which is like the 11th Dibra. What's the Chol HaMoed trip? And we are in the Royal Ontario Museum, which is, if you have the opportunity to be in Toronto, it's very, very beautiful. They have an Egyptian hall. And there's a display of copper mirrors. Copper mirrors. Did you hear what I said? There's a display from ancient Egypt of copper mirrors. I have a picture. If you want to see it after, I could show it to you. How amazing is that? So historically, we have proven, if we needed proof, of what lies within the eternity of our Chumash. What was the Kiyar made of? Binos Yisrael. Jewish women, hayu biyadan marot. The Jewish women had in their hands mirrors, shara'os behen, kishahe miskashtos, that they would use when they would beautify themselves. You look in a mirror before you leave the house. Va'af osen lo ikvu milahavi l'nidvas ha-mishkan. And even the mirrors, they did not hold back from bringing from the mishkan. The call went out, who wants to donate gold, silver, copper, ramskins, tcheles, argaman, tolal, shani? And the woman said, we have mirrors. And Moshe did not want the mirrors because they accomplished the goal, or so he thought, so to speak, of the Yetzer Hara. A mirror makes a woman look beautiful so she could go out, so she could look pretty in the world. I shall put this in the place where there's going to be Hashar Sashchina. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu. What are the next words? Who remembers them? Kabel ki elu chavivin alai min hakol. And I love that it's a little bit ambiguous. What exactly is the Rashi referring to? Kabel, accept the mirrors. Ki elu chavivin alai min hakol. What exactly is Ribbono Shel Olam referring to? Are the mirrors more dear to me than all? Or are the women more dear to me than all? She'al yadeim ha'amidu ha'nashim tzavos rabos b'mitzrayim. Because from the deepest nisayon of the Egyptian enslavement, when the men threw in the towel, we give up. Amram the God of Adar, says the Gemara, divorced his wife. We're finished. Leshav anu amelim, are working for nothing. The Nisayan crushed them. Am I judging Chalila v'chas? Do I know what I would have done in my grandfather's time? Would I have cooked a Pesach pot in Budzin? Would I have even cared about Pesach in Budzin? I don't know. But the women in Mitzrayim cared. They did not give up. B'maros ha-tzavos asher tzavu Pesach o amoy. B'nos Yisrael ha-yu b'yadan mar'os. V'af osen lo ikvu milahavi l'nidvas ha-mishka. We have something to give you. Take my mirror that I used to put on makeup to go seduce my husband. And Moses said, I don't think so. And God said, yes. Because within the deepest nisayon, the greatest nes is that those women didn't give up. The greatest nes of nisan is that somehow we take our tremendous nisyonos and challenges and challenge them. Kabel ki elu chavivin alai min hakol. Shal yadeim ha'amidu anashim tzavos rabos v'mitzrayim. Kishahayu ba'alein again b'avodas parach. We talk about the avodas parach at the Seder table. We talk about all of this at the Seder table, by the way. The men were exhausted. Back-breaking labor. Hayu holchos u'mochilos amachal mishta. I began this year by talking about the food we cook. And I knew what Rashi was going to say when I began this year. And I began like that on purpose. Because do not minimize the gashmis that you put on your table. Don't minimize the time that the roast needs and the amount of minutes that the brownies need. And don't minimize how perfect the food should be. The women would go to their husbands who were exhausted and give them to drink and give them to eat. Umachilos osam. The men had no koach. The woman would feed them. Vinotlos hamarus, and then they would take the mirror. V'chal achas roa atzma im ba'ala b'mara. Yes, not for the Yetzer Hara, for the continuity of Knesset Yisrael. Each one would take the mirror, and she would turn it sideways, like when you turn your phone sideways, so more people could fit into the FaceTime screen, or into the selfie. And she would lean over, and her husband would lean over. And she would say, Ani na'a mimcha. And she would be flirtatious. Wow, who's more handsome, me or you, honey? V'chal achas ro atzma im ba'ala b'mara. And they would turn the mirror sideways, so they could both fit in the same time into the viewing screen. And she would flirt and she would say, I'm so beautiful. Umitoch kach mevios levalein liyadei taiva. She would bring her husband to a place of taiva, desire, emotion, arousal. Minis kakos lahem, they would have relations. Umis abros, and got pregnant, v'yoldo sham, and give birth. V'zeu shenem ar b'maros ha-tzavos v'na'asar ha-ki'or mehem. The greatest nisayon can be the source for the greatest nisim when we appreciate ha-chodesh hazah lachem. Rosh chodashim rishon hu lachem l'chad shei hashara. So taka, we should do the cleaning and the cooking. And halachically, we have to do the cleaning. And the cooking feeds and sustains those in our home and those in our community. But we also need to remember that we need to be inspired and ever-growing, because we played a pivotal role in the redemption from Egypt. And I'm going to end with the final thought. Benisan nigalu, benisan asidin nigal, says the Gemara. So I thought of something very interesting. Benisan nigalu, beis doesn't only mean in, it means through. Benisan nigalu, through our nisyonos, that we changed to nisim, we were redeemed. Benisan asidin nigal, through our nisyonos, which we channel into nisim, in the future we will be redeemed. So I thank you for coming out to learn with me 4 nights before Chag HaPesach. I wish you all a very meaningful, uplifting, gashmis fulfilling, and ruchnis fulfilling Chag Kasher v'sameach for you and all of Klal Yisrael. Amen v'amen. We should halavai b'zocha to the day when there are no more nisyonos and only revealed nisim be'ezros Hashem. Thank you all so much, everybody, for your time. Haha, get it? For your time?